This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? With everything going on, don't let some of this stuff distract you. When I say that, I don't even mean... I'm not saying that you should not pay attention to what's going on around you, but what I am saying is don't get so caught up in the big stuff that you don't pay attention to the little stuff, that you don't let people, that you know, all the stuff that's going on with Hillary right now. There are other things going on in the world. There are other things going on that you need to know about, that you need to share with other people. I mean, people are being fooled all over the place. Seriously. And, you know, I want to talk about how Hillary, yeah, you're not going to want to hear this, but I can tell you anyway, how Hillary and Trump are your fault. And you know what I mean by your fault. I mean, how did they get this far along? How did they get to where they're at without your help, my help? And really what I mean by that, there's a lot more than just running for office to get somebody in. Right? I mean, they have to have some kind of track record. People have to get behind them. People have to give them money. You hear me complain to you guys all the time that you keep sending these fools. You move them up the ladder from dog catcher to water board person to city council to state legislator. And then you send them to the feds. And all along, they've been a big doofus. They can't get the job done. But you keep promoting them. That's what you're doing, is you're promoting them, whether you like to hear it or not. And it's one of those things that irritates the stuffing out of me. I'll put it that way. So my piece this week, if you want to check it out, you want to read it in its entirety, it's up on the Real Side website, is the Trump. Yeah, I don't know if that was a Freudian slip or what. But Trump and Hillary are your fault. You know, again, it's not that easy for these people to get in these positions. You know, first I want to deal, and some of you may tune out on this, but you'll come back, I'm sure, I hope, I believe. You know, the problem isn't the candidates. The problem is us, Americans. And we're a little more than a week away from the most important, divisive election in our history. Yeah, probably up there with a couple. Now, if you're doing everything you can do to get informed before you vote, then this segment isn't for you. You can go tune into something else or whatever, or listen to some music, or go heat up your coffee. But if you're a party drone, or you're a gender voter, or lesser than two evils voter, or mine is not theirs voter, then you're the problem. You got to do your homework. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You have to understand what's happening. Somebody asked me a question about the Electoral College. I'll deal with that later on, I promise. So I'm going to start off with my Christian friends first. I'll get to you heathens later. In Proverbs, God says that when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. Think about that. There's been a lot of groaning going on in this country for a long time. Another translation says, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. When the righteous increase. So when there's more righteous people, when there are more people doing the right thing, right? So that everybody has the ability to do better, the ability, not the guarantee, the ability to do better, people are happy. All people want is a chance. They don't want a guarantee. They want a chance. The only guarantee they want is that they'll get a fair shake. How's that? In Exodus, God says, but select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men, who hate dishonest gain. Well, that would take out, what, 98.9% of the congressmen we have there now? And wipe out most of the legislatures in the country. Think about it. Select capable men. Well, there's 10% of them, right? From all the people, men who fear God. Okay, there's the other half. Trustworthy men. Well, we're down to the janitor at this point. People who hate dishonest gain and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Right? There's a whole bunch more. But simply, to my Christian friends, God wants you to choose godly people to rule you. Why would you choose heathens? Why would you choose somebody who has no... at the top of their food chain is them. They are it. They are the master of everything. You know, Hillary Clinton. Right? Judge, jury, executioner, lawmaker, head of house. I mean, just all about them. They are what counts. That's it. You don't count. They count. If you think Hillary cares for you at all, one iota, you need to go. You really need some serious psychiatric care. Where was I? I got all lost in myself there. Because when you know, if you choose godly people, real godly people, not phony, not people who tell you that they go to church and they love Jesus. That's right. No, those aren't the people you want. Okay? Seriously. Now, you know, the citizens, the inhabitants, and when dishonest and wicked people are in power, the community groans. Lots of people groan and say, right? Seriously. Now, a question for my Christian friends would be, and you guys have heard me ask this before. I want to know what your parameters for a club are. I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. I want to know what kind of club you would join and stay with. I'm Joe with Senior Host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, Mexico. No way, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, get involved in the conversation. Right? It's the only way you get both sides of the issue. Hop up on the live feed going on Facebook, the live chat room going on the website, therealside.com. If you hop up there on the website, you can give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. Doug Schoen is going to join me tomorrow. And when we booked the interview, it was before he decided not to support the Clintons. So this should be interesting. See if he's willing to talk about why he has backed down for real. I mean, this isn't anything new to him. We've had Dick Morse on the show. It's not new to him either. Why all of a sudden they get religion, so to speak? I don't know. Political religion, whatever. So we're talking about why Trump and Hillary are your fault. Seriously. You can take that any a number of ways. But what I'm getting at is, or what I've been getting at, what I wrote about, was how, you know, if you're not engaged, if you're not involved, if you're not paying attention, if you're not getting your information, and you vote party lines, you vote gender lines. I mean, God, I swear, I'd be throwing up my own stuff, so I wouldn't be smart. But if I hear one more person say, it'd be great to have a first woman president, I just want to take their voter card, rip it up, and put them in some psychiatric care for a while. Because, I mean, if that's the only, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, we've been ruled by men for hundreds of years. Seriously, we've been ruled by men because there's only one guy sitting in a White House and he makes all the rules. The only guy that's ever did that is the one that's in there now. Think about it. He has skirted Congress, I think, more than any other president in the past. But he doesn't come at it like, I got to get what I want done, so I'm going to... You know, he really truly believes he's the dictator. He really truly believes he has the power to do these things. He didn't at one time. But I figure he figured he got away with so much. Nobody handcuffed him and took him off to jail. And he got away with so much, he didn't care. He's just pounding away. He's going to keep pounding away. Until they do lock him up. Now, I said before the break, and I'm only talking to my Christian friends for the moment, would you really join a club that told you as part of its acceptance as a member that you're not going to be allowed to display or speak any form of your religion? No crosses, no WWJD, right? That you couldn't speak about God in a positive way or at all? That you could discuss your love for God or godly, but you couldn't do any of that? You can't even tell anybody that you actually believe in God? And that some of the things that you do out of your love for God and godly principles? I mean, come on, think about it. Right? Would you join that club? Now, I'm not saying that just because a club accepts God, or people say they believe in God, that they do, because we all know that people have done many things in the name of God. I get that. But when you're not even willing to let him in, when you're not even willing to talk about him, when you're not even willing to know, see, hear, or smell anything about him, if you would, I don't want any part of that club. I don't want to be anywhere near it. I don't even want to be on the same side of the sidewalk. But you Christians, you better line up. You should line up your candidate's platform with biblical principle. You should vote based on your biblical principle, not on party principle. Party principle never supersedes your moral compass, your moral values. We have seen this happen. Look, we've seen this happen in the parties recently. When the party principle comes first, when the party at any cost. No, the party shouldn't be at your moral cost. The party shouldn't be at what you believe to be truth, what you believe to be right and moral and upright. You may have a man by the name of Trump. A lot of people don't like him. He's arrogant. He's had issues I mean, in the way he treats women, the way he speaks to minorities or about minorities. He doesn't have the demeanor of a president, whatever that is. He has a New York get it done attitude. I'm not interested in all that fluff garbage stuff is the way he feels about it. He doesn't have that demeanor. He only cares about what's going to be best for the country. Why is that such a bad attitude? For some reason, that makes people uncomfortable. You know, the alpha male always makes people uncomfortable. Whether you're the bully or the nice guy, if you have an attitude that you know what you're doing, you know how to get it done, leave me alone, let me do the job, you're not considered a nice guy. I can fill 10 pages with the things that people think he's arrogant about. You won't find any highly successful people that are soft and squishy. Sure, at times when they need to be. But right now, we don't need soft and squishy. We don't need anybody feeling our pain. Right? We want somebody that's gonna hit the ground running. Now, ultimately, if you're listening to me right now and have no clue what you're going to do, I mean, I'm sorry. If you're listening to me right now, you have no clue as to what he's going to, and you have no clue as to what he's going to do. Right? You say you're not sure that he's going to do what he says. Because, you know, some people have said, you know, he said he's going to do all these things. That's great and wonderful. How do we know? And if you've done your homework, not just listening to mainstream media, you know what he's capable of doing. It's funny how this guy was Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson's best buddy. They talked about the great things he did for the black community. He talked about all the economic, you know, energy and activity he brought to the cities he showed up in. And then he goes to run for president. He's the biggest racist since God knows who, then the head of the KKK. Right? I mean, seriously. Shows you how fast they'll turn on you. And, you know, if I'm Trump, you, at some point he's sitting there going, what the heck is going on? He's done a great deal for women and minorities in this country. Do your own homework. I'm not going to spoon feed you. Many of you will only go hunt for what he's done wrong. Even if you're not on Hillary's side, I'm amazed at some of you who can only call out what Trump has done wrong. You can't tell me what he's done right. But it's what we've been conditioned to when it comes to parties. There has to be something wrong with, you know, insert your political enemy in here, or who you perceive to be. Now, one of you listening to me today is perfect, at least not that I know of. Not one. And many of you are gonna make comments, you're going to write in, you're going to send me emails, like you do in the past. You're going to make fun of me, the way I speak, things I do wrong, deals I've done. You never look at maybe something good that I've done. Especially people in my local area. Or anybody for that matter. And we don't do it for the recognition. Those people that are out there serving on school boards and city councils and water boards, and they're doing it for the right reasons, they don't want any recognition. Most of them don't even care who gets credit for it as long as it gets done. When we come back, let's talk about Hillary and why she's also your fault. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
What do the polls look like?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, honestly, I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting. A lot coming up. We're going to talk later on about how the, you know, everybody wants to legalize pot. It's not a big deal. You know, I did it when I was a kid and didn't bother me and blah, 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 blah. Well, if you go look at the real numbers in Colorado, where they actually legalize pot for recreational and medical use, I think you're going to find the numbers staggering. I think you're going to see the real damage that it does. Because, it's, I mean, for all intents and purposes, there's no regulation on it. There's no real oversight of it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you do want to be involved in the conversation. We're talking about why Hillary and Trump are your fault. The generic era, as you can imagine. And in the last segment, we talked about how Trump, you know, where his shortcomings are. But really, what do we need in this country? And how he got where he got. You know, we don't know what Trump will do. That was my point in that first segment. We don't know what Trump will do. We can look at what he's done in his business. We can look what he's done, you know, with women. What he's done in minority neighborhoods. Because he's done a lot for them. Heck, he's done a lot more for them than Hillary Clinton has, than the Clinton Foundation has. I want to welcome Kathleen from Arizona and Benatti from New York to the show. Appreciate you checking in tonight. So he's done a lot for those communities. And the proof is that if you go back and check that little interweb out, you know, YouTube and all of that, you can see Jesse Jackson and others of the world talking about what a great guy he is, what he did for those communities. Right? And then Hillary, we have a clue, don't we? We know what she will do. We've seen what she's done, what she's capable of doing. She's got 30-plus years in the government in some way, shape, manner, or form. We know she's been fired. She's lost her license to practice law. She's been caught in lies. She's been caught in lies. She's been caught in lie after lie after lie after lie. She's berated and belittled staff at the White House, in her Senate office, other places along her campaign. This is documented and written about by staff that used to be with her, Secret Service agents, all of them. This is nothing. It's a common story, whatever she touches. You know, you heard that old thing, everything you touch dies? Pretty much the same with her.
women, Hispanics, white guys, she, even African Americans. She has berated and belittled and talked down to pretty much everybody. Even some, what do you call mentally challenged kids? We used to, you know, in the 70s we had a different name for them. They call them mentally disabled? Gee, isn't that terrible? Developmentally disabled. Yeah, because that makes it sounds so much better that way.
Oh, stop it.
And then what did she do? They were out there playing on the south lawn of the White House, like they do on a regular basis. And she said, get those effing artards off my lawn. And it wasn't one person that hurt her. It was a whole group of staff that hurt her. And she wasn't joking. And even if she was joking, can you imagine if a Republican even hinted at that idea? Why is it that people around here have to continually stand on the Fifth Amendment when brought in to testify the Clintons? Why is that? Now, let's clarify. The Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that no person shall be held to answer for capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment of a grand jury, in other words, unless forced to by a grand jury, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. So basically what the Fifth Amendment says is, even though you knew what you did was wrong, even though you committed a crime, you're the only one who saw it, you don't have to testify against yourself. It's okay. So you got that? Did you write that down? Because this plays a big part of this. So the only reason you would plead the Fifth to a court, and the proper response is I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me, is because you're guilty. I mean, just be honest about it. You're guilty. You've done something that may warrant jail time for you. So doesn't that give you pause? Doesn't that make you think about the fact that pretty much each and every person around the Clintons who go to testify about the Clinton server, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, every one of them plead the Fifth at some point in time? Doesn't sound like open, transparent? Now, does that? The key phrase here is witness against yourself. Because if you've done nothing wrong, spew it out there, right? So if Mrs. Clinton is trying to be transparent and wants the truth to come out, then why would everyone she has worked with call to testify stood on the Fifth? Even the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, she's pleading on the Fifth to avoid answering what she did on the tarmac, what she did to sway the investigation. Again, if you're pleading the Fifth, it's to keep from getting indicted yourself. In the immortal words of Yul Brynner, he's a puzzlement. He didn't understand it. You're not Democrats, people. You're not Republicans. You're not Green Party. You're not the Clintonist state. You're not whatever the other 127 different political parties are in and around this country. You're an American first. Can we start there? Can we all agree on that? No matter how far left or far right you are, or far north or south you are, can we all at least agree that you're Americans first? You don't do right by your party. You abandon your party if your party is doing things against the Constitution. If your party is doing things against this great country, you abandon the party. You know, you line your values up with the candidates. You vote for the one who will get the country back on track again. What is it? 78-some-odd% of Americans feel that this country is going in the wrong direction. Granted, some think we should be more lefty, more social. But any way you cut it, almost 80% of the people in this country feel like we're in the wrong direction. We are no longer the country we were 10 years ago. And we're here because a lot of you have not made it your plan to vote for, groom, encourage, work with, reach out to, inform others as to what this country is all about. Don't vote for the mafioso dynasty. Vote for a renewed America. Actually, vote for the opportunity to become a renewed America. Ain't that hard, and it's not such a big deal.
You know, a lot of you, you can find that, by the way, in more detail up on my website, realside.com, where I do a full-length piece once a week. A couple of shorties during the week, but a full-length once a week. The Electoral College that some of you are complaining about, you know, we screwed that up. We screwed up the Electoral College. Human beings, Americans, at some point in time, it was never meant to be winner-take-all. Because if it's done right, for the majority of the time, the popular vote would win. The majority of the time. Because what happens is, you get a voice, you get an equal voice. It's not that much different than how the states work. Right? Every state, no matter the size, they get two senators. End of discussion. Doesn't matter how big or how small you are. And then representation of the people comes in the form of our congressman, right? And each congressman represents so many people. So it's fair representation overall. If you didn't have the Electoral College and you strictly went by the popular vote, I believe, my humble opinion, the suburbs would lose their vote, would lose the, well, they are now because it's not working the way it's supposed to, but they'd lose the power they have. Now, from some of you remember this back in 2000, the Gore-Lieberman ticket, they won the popular vote. They got almost 51 million votes. And the Bush ticket got about 50.5 million. All right? But Bush won the electoral votes. The states that had the most amount went to Bush. Most amount of electoral votes. But hit the other side of the break. I'll try to do this in a relatively short period of time, but you'll see why this is so important. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, watch out for the little guys running around the street tonight. Seriously. You know? I mean, they're running around. Some of them wearing dark suits. They got little bags. If you want a bag of candy, go get it at 7-Eleven. You don't have to take it from one of the little guys. Although, I used to have to check all my kids' candy. You know what I'm saying? Some of you... Some of you know what I mean. Oh, he's funny. Anyhow. Tonight, man, we've been dealing with the Trumpster, Hillary Clinton, which, more than an altered universe... And what a perfect night to be talking about both of them. Right? I think they both need to be exercised. And I'm not talking about running around the block either. And, man, you've got to do your homework. You've got to do your homework. Or we're going to end up with another nightmare. We already had one for 8 years. At least 8 years. So please do your homework. Please do your homework. You know, actually, I don't really. If she gets in, my job will double. I'll just have to do more work. Maybe it's job security for me. Vote for her. What can I tell you?
No.
Talking about the Electoral College and really how it works. And I think the problem is people don't understand how and why it works. But again, we've screwed it up. It shouldn't be winner takes all.
Because then it's no different than the popular vote, really. So the all the information we get in this early voting, I think it's so dangerous. I think it just shouldn't be, and I think it's so dangerous. You know, people running around screaming, this is a democracy. Guess what? It's not a democracy. You know, one person, one vote.
That stupid electoral college needs to go.
But it really doesn't. If it works right, because then you end up with a mob rule, right? It's always the majority wins, you know, 50 plus one. And when you have the heavy cities, you know, heavy Democrat, lefty rule in the cities, in the major cities, where it's easy to get to a poll, where it's easy to vote, where it's not a problem, and people have a whole different mindset in the city than they do out in the suburbs and the urban and the rural areas, right? How do they get their vote? Because they're not as populated as the cities are. Come on, think this thing through. Seriously. So you really got to think about this and how it works. Now, what appears to deprive the populace of its power to decide, especially in a presidential election, is the Electoral College. Okay, and it works because we aren't a democracy. Not a pure one, anyway. Pure democracy is just, again, it's just another phrase for mob rules, right? Dictatorship of the majority. 51%. You would have had Gore if it was a pure democracy. Right? So it means 51% of the citizenry rule, and the other 49%, they get to suffer. The minority has no rights. You know, you see this in Congress on a regular basis. You see this, you know, where here in California, it used to be two-thirds. You had to have two-thirds vote to pass taxes. Well, now you don't. It's 50 plus one. Why? Because mob ruled. And they got that pushed through. And now the Republicans are in a minority in the California State Capitol. They can get very little, if anything, done. And it always works well for the 51%, right? But not so much for the 49. Plato knew it. James Madison, who studied Plato, knew it. They recognize that justice and liberty for the minority is possible only when power is shared between groups in a society. So think about that. You know, ultimately, the people in the rural areas who live different lives and lifestyles than people in downtown get the same amount of power. They get the same amount of votes. Or they get the same power in the vote system. Now, Plato's Republic had heavily influenced Madison and the other framers to devise a constitution that protected the minority. Plato held that the ideal, and a just form of government, I'll put it that way, was the one in which power was shared correctly between workers, warriors, and rulers. Madison believed that. Right, so the American form of government was one in which power was shared correctly between judges, lawmakers, and rulers. That's what inspired the Constitution. That's why they wrote it in such a fashion where it protected everybody, including the minority. And with democracy woven in there, if you would, we the people, we elect representatives. We don't elect lords. We elect representatives to run the government. They're supposed to represent our needs, our wants, what's best for the community as a whole. We do that by majority vote. So it's, you know, it's a democratic republic. Now, how the Electoral College balances the voting power. No region of the country can gain too much control. If a president is elected by a single majority of votes, a candidate who is widely popular in one region, like Ted Cruz in Texas, Mitt Romney in Utah, can ignore smaller regions, campaign only where the large majorities are. We have that here in California. Republicans don't count. There's no president other than Reagan in the last, 9 million years that have won California. So they could ignore certain areas and just go to the bigger, more populated areas. Right? However, the Electoral College elects a president and a candidate who's widely popular. I mean, who may be widely popular in one area, one region, but they also have to win in the smaller states, in the smaller areas. Like, but again, because, you know, it's like Florida's winner takes all. It's got so many electoral votes. New York, Ohio. It's become a problem because it's winner takes all again. The Electoral College, it results in a better result for the country as a whole. Now, think of the Electoral College like a World Series, right? One person, one vote equates to a World Series champion being determined by a total number of runs scored. If the Dodgers, don't throw stuff. If the Dodgers win the first game 10-0 and the Yankees win the next four games 1-0, the Dodgers win the series. Even though the Yankees bested the Dodgers in four games, it doesn't matter because the Dodgers only scored 10 runs. I mean, the Dodgers scored 10 runs in one game and the Yankees only scored four runs in the other four games. Does this help? Is this helping you? Let me know if anybody responds. Because I think there's like three people listening at this point. They probably glaze over. I think...
baseball analogy made perfect sense.
Okay. Yeah, because the Electoral College, I mean, people think, I'm tired of hearing how we got to get rid of it. Doesn't work. We got to get rid of it. Doesn't work. It does work. It allows my mother, who lives in a town with one traffic light and I think 16 people, to actually have her vote count. Although I think she delivers hers with a slate, doesn't she? I mean, they don't have electronics out there. She can't. Yeah, she can't. She can barely get a signal out there. So, but do you see what I'm saying? And that's how the Electoral College works. So stop beating up on the Electoral College. It's a good thing. It helps us maintain our republic. But the problem is we need to get people out there. We need to get our people out there to vote. We need to get our people out there to get engaged and involved. We need to get everyone in your neighborhood, in your family, at your work, get them informed, engaged, and involved. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got a lot of crazy stories coming up. Yeah, I know. You don't want me to do this, but I'm not going to do it anyway. Because I think it's funny. We've gotten to the point now where we don't want, what is it? We break up with people by text. We deliver nasty messages by text. You know, Facebook is so popular because you can be nasty without seeing anybody's reaction. We've become a very cold society. And I read an article, or I have an article, that it looks like by the end of next year, sex robots with fully functioning parts and pieces will arrive to the U.S. Because, you know, God forbid you want to have a relationship with somebody. Just think, you could have a whole family, right? You could have two daughters and two sons and sitting around the table. They'd never get out of hand. They'd never be nasty. They'd always be dressed properly, have the proper amount or no makeup on. They wouldn't eat too much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. We'll be back after this. Don't go far. Get some more coffee. Warm it up. Whatever you do, come on back.